this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. We are in hour number two of the broadcast. This is a very, very fascinating book. It's called The Trump Prophecies, The Astonishing True Story of the Man Who Saw Tomorrow and What He Says Is Coming Next. Authors Mark Taylor and Mary Colbert are with us tonight. Good to have you folks with us for the first time on Jim Paris Live.
Thank you for having us. It's an honor to be here.
Thank you. And do we have, you have Mary there as well?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, glad good, good. Here. Want to make sure that we've got both of you up there. All right, so let me, to get started with this, let me have Mark kind of set the table. You, according to what the information is I have here, you believe that you were given a word from the Holy Spirit in April of 2011 that Donald Trump was going to be the next president. So I'm sure you told other people about that as well. And then 5-6 years later, here we are. Tell us about how that happened, and if you can corroborate that by, I mean, I'm sure you told others that you had that message and they said you were crazy because no one would have thought. I mean, right. Even up to just a year before, no one would have thought. So set that up for us, Mark.
Yeah. And I was a retired lieutenant from the City of Orlando Fire Department. I retired out in 2006. And when I retired, about a month after I retired, I had a visitation from the Lord. And there were certain things in that visitation the Lord had told me that I was going to write that was going to affect the walk of other people in my walk as well. And so fast forward to 2011, well, I had gotten sick right after I retired, about 5 months after that. And then I was bedridden for a few days at a time. I couldn't eat for a few days at a time. This went on for like 4 or 5 years. I went to doctor after doctor. Nobody could tell me what was going on. And then in 2011, I started going to this one doctor that I had who was a Christian at the time, and he was helping me try to get back to health. And I was looking at the TV one night. I was sick, you know, in the living room, just killing some time, and I was watching an interview with Donald Trump on Fox News or something like that. And then all of a sudden I heard the Lord say, you're hearing the voice of a president. So I came into my office where I'm at right now, my bedroom, a spare bedroom in an office, and I sat down, just like the Apostle Paul, I put pen to paper, I started writing what the Holy Spirit was telling me, and that was the Trump prophecy that was April 28, 2011. So that's pretty much it. At the time, God had me isolated. I didn't have any friends at the time, hardly at all. I mean, I had like 2 friends I'd shared it with. I had some family members I shared it with. I shared it with my doctor at the time. And I had originally thought it was for 2012, and 2012 came and went, and I thought I had missed it. Well, I had written another prophetic word called the Great Horse, saying that there was going to be another Triple Crown winner coming. Well, I'd also thought that was 2012. And then I'd written a third thing that was called General Eisenhower's D-Day speech, and I had gone back, and the Lord told me to rewrite it and address it to his army. So I rewrote General Eisenhower's D-Day speech and addressed it to his army. Well, I sat all this stuff aside. I didn't know what to do with it at the time. I didn't have an audience. I didn't have a platform at the time. And then all of a sudden, you fast forward to 2015, and, you know, Donald Trump never announced he was going to run in 2012. So I thought I'd missed all these 3 things. Well, you fast forward to June 6, 2015, and then all of a sudden we have a Triple Crown winner. And so I pulled the prophetic word out about the Triple Crown winner, and I'm on the phone with my sister at the time. She says, what is today? And I says, D-Day. And I heard the Lord say, release the speech. So I had 2 things come to pass right there that I've been waiting on for about 4 years. 10 days later, Donald Trump announces he's running on June 15th. And then that's when the Trump prophecy kicked in, because it talks about in the prophecy that when Donald Trump announces, and Mary can kind of tell you a little bit more about that. That's kind of her side of the story.
All right. And Mary, to set this up, so Mark, you were a retired firefighter a few months after retirement, going through a lot of, you know, physical, medical, you know, issues and so forth. And then you get this prophecy. And then Mary Colbert, how do you play into this? How did you meet Mark, and how did you guys get together on this project?
Well, the original physician that Mark was seeing closed his practice, and so he heard about Don being a Christian physician, and my husband's well known, and so he came to see him, and when he did, he brought his prophecy with him, just knowing that Don, being an evangelical physician and a believer, that he wouldn't mock or make fun of him, you know, having these words and these is, because this is pretty normal and common to people that we meet and talk with. So it wasn't anything out of the normal for us to hear, you know, people had a word or an experience from the Lord. And so this was in April before the Triple Crown winner and Donald had announced or anything like that. And he showed it to Don, and Don thought it was fascinating, because at this point, really, no one had announced. I think Ted Cruz was talking about announcing that he was going to run.
Wow, so you and your husband knew about the prophecy even before Trump announced. You were aware of this prophecy?
Yes.
Okay.
Several months ahead of time, yeah.
And so that's how you come into the picture. And what was your reaction? I mean, honestly, Donald Trump being God's man, that may not have like really rung a bell, especially with all the Christians behind Ted Cruz. And there were so many other names, right?
Well, right. Exactly. And initially we listened to, you know, Ted's talk from Liberty, and it was very, you know, evangelical and, you know, very positive, and it sounded really good. So, but when Mark gave the prophecy to Don, Don gave it to me, and he said, "Mary, read this. What do you think?" And being a student of the Bible, and that's what I really want to emphasize to people, when you are a person who studies the Word, there's a scripture that says, "My sheep know my voice, and they hear it." So the Lord is speaking on a continual basis to his people. He's always talking to us. And it says, "He who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying." A lot of people have a lot of their own agendas. They have their own ideas. They have their own, whatever you want to call it, precepts, that many times filters out the ability to hear from the Spirit of God.
Yeah, what you're saying resonates with me so much, because I wrote a book on prayer, and the whole point of my book was I continually went to God with my plan, asking God to bless my plan, and got nowhere with that approach until I asked God for what his plan was for me. Mm-hmm. And when I share that with groups, it's like, wow, you just come up with some new prayer method. And I'm like, no, this is the prayer method. This is, I mean, I'm not coming up with anything new. What I came up with was new, which was not working, which was God is going to follow my plan, and that wasn't working. And I'm with you 100% about hearing God's voice. But still, you know, I'll just bounce this back to whoever wants answered. You had to think, Donald Trump, okay, here's a guy owned casinos, multiple wives, multiple, you know, sexual affairs outside of marriage, how many different children and families he has, and on and on and on. And you think to yourself, okay, am I really hearing God? Can this be right? Donald Trump, God's man.
Well, I have to tell you, if it was something to do with being called into the ministry, I think it would probably have really set me back more. But this is a leadership position of politics. We're talking governmental positioning. And I know that God with the government
and you're
and people.
The music, Mary, means we've got a break coming up, but you did what a lot of us did, which is we said, well, he's not exactly what we want, but he's not Hillary, and He means well. And so it got easier and easier to like the guy. All right. We'll be back with more after this. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
The book is called The Trump Prophecies. You absolutely want to get it. You can grab it on Amazon. It's also at a number of bookstores, I'm sure, in your area. In the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the roofs." And to my two guests today, Mark Taylor and Mary Colbert, I said this in the first hour. I believe that we are right now in a period of revealing where secrets are being revealed. We have all of these sexual allegations coming out. People are being exposed for who they are. We're now finding out that there's millions and millions of dollars that have been paid out to people for sexual harassment among our congressmen and senators, taxpayer money. This has all been hidden from us. And I believe we're in this period. And I'll tell you, the one thing I love about Donald Trump is that both Republicans and Democrats are not happy with this guy. It's like he is his own individual, and he's not in cahoots with everyone there. And Mark or Mary, whoever wants to jump in, comment on any of what I just said.
Well, what you're seeing take place right now is, you know, all of the presidents we've had in the past, especially the last five, they're figureheads. They were basically been told what to do, what to say by a shadow government. You know, they were basically just a figurehead. I mean, they were told what to do and what to say. And the reason they don't like Donald Trump is because Donald Trump is not going to be told what to say by the shadow government. What you're seeing come forth, what God is bringing forth right now, basically, is true leadership in its purest form. And that's what he's doing. He's setting the example as a true leader, and they're not liking it.
And one of the things
people,
go ahead, Mary.
I think what people are going to become very much aware of and educated is that really and truly, since Ronald Reagan, we haven't had an American president. The people in government that have been the shadow government that they talk about, it is completely corrupted with people that have an agenda for globalism, that they really want this one world economy. They want this one world global. That's why a lot of the pushback on the wall and open the borders and, you know, free immigrants coming in from other countries, there's no dissimulation. You know, they're not even demanding them to assimilate.
And it makes you wonder when you see Mary and Mark, when you see like the video footage of the backslapping between the Clintons and the Bushes and how they vacation together. And Papa Bush is now the father figure to Bill Clinton. And now both the Bush presidents have said they both voted for Hillary. You know, the thing I've said is this is like professional wrestling. We've been convinced there's like two factions here, but it's all the same, isn't it?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I think what's happened is even though it's a mess right now and it appears unstable to people, whenever you go to do remodeling, the building looks a mess. You tear down walls, you pull up carpet, and it looks chaotic when you remodel. Well, the Holy Spirit right now is remodeling our government. He is remodeling. He's coming in, and he is cleaning house. And yes, it does look a little unstable. It does look a little chaotic. But I'm going to tell you something. When he gets through, we will have our country again. We will be stronger than ever before. I am so excited about what God is doing. Now, it doesn't mean that we're not going to have some times that is scary. That it doesn't mean that we're not going to have shootings happening, or we're not going to have opposition or riots or terrible things happen along the way, because the enemy is very much alive and he is going to do whatever he can to upset.
Yeah, it's not going to be a straight path. But Mark Taylor, let me ask you, it looks like from everything I've read, everything I've heard, that this special prosecutor is going back to a law from 1799 that has never been used to prosecute anyone to go after Donald Trump, and they let the Clintons completely go, you know, destroying multiple electronic devices, using bleach bit to clear out hard drives that were under subpoena. All of this stuff that's not going to be something that really any prosecutor would go after, as James Comey said, but we're going to now go back all the way back to John Adams, to 1799, with this law to try to get Trump. Does your prophecies cover what's happening right now with this attempted move to impeach Trump?
Look, they're going to try and do everything right now, because this is not about Democrat versus Republican. This is about globalism versus patriotism. And we cut the head off that snake on November 8th, the Army of God did. And it was the Army of God that ushered in this this win that we had November 8th. And the enemy is pulling out everything he has in his arsenal right now. And they want him out of there in the worst way. Donald Trump will not be impeached. He will not be assassinated. His family will not be harmed. He will not be harmed. He's in there for 4 years on his first term, and I believe he'll be in there for a second term for a full 4 years. So they're going to do everything they can. So he will not be impeached. He will not be harmed in any way, shape, form, or fashion.
Wow.
Actually,
so
before the election, the Spirit of God actually told Mark they will try to impeach him, but it will not work. So when all of this talk about impeachment was going on, we just kind of looked at each other and went, well, this is no shock to us. The Lord already told us this was going to try to happen.
Right. Wow. The other thing that the Lord told me is about a week before the election actually took place, I wrote a prophetic word back in 2015 that the Clintons were going to go down, Obama's going to go down. Hillary Clinton will go to jail. It may not be in as quick as we would like to see it, but she will go to jail, and it will be a sign to America that a spirit called Jezebel has been locked up in the key thrown away. But the Lord started dealing with me. He said, you will see military-style tribunals break out, and it will make Nuremberg look like a cakewalk, because it will take that, because the length, the width, and the depth of this corruption is so great, it's going to take that in order to handle all this.
And what's amazing to me, it seems like everyone that is going up against Trump, it's like now we've got his biggest adversaries that are being exposed for all these sexual harassment and all these millions of dollars that have been paid out. It's like Trump has God on his side, because these are the deepest, darkest secrets of the Washington establishment that are all being exposed now.
Yes.
There are things that are being worked right now that cannot be publicly exposed and talked about. But I promise you, there are things going on right now that people can rest assured that is being done, and things will begin to be exposed little by little, and you will begin to see it exposed and crumble. It is not as if they're not working. I promise you it's going on right now. So it looks like we may have a Secretary of State who's not moving as fast as we'd like and doing some things we want him to do. But let me just assure the listener, he is working.
Now you're talking about the present Secretary of State who may be rumored to be stepping down. You think he's going to stay the full 4 years?
He's not leaving. He's not leaving. That is a false rumor.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, too. You have me really excited about Clinton's going to jail, because I'll be honest with you, I'm one of those people. I just can't believe it. It's like, what more can these people do? And my wife and I, we say, they must have dirt on a lot of people to be able to skate like they do. All right, more on this, and I'm going to ask more about the Clintons as well after this. Stay tuned.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, the book is The Trump Prophecies, the astonishing true story of the man who saw tomorrow and what he says is coming next. And that's in reference to Mark Taylor, who had these prophecies, and the co-author is Mary Colbert. The book is available on Amazon. It's also from Defender Publishing. You can go to their website, defenderpublishing.com, to get more information as well. Go ahead.
Yeah. If we could, what we did, part of the success of Donald Trump becoming president, is that we hosted a national prayer chain that went on, and over 100,000 people were a part of this prayer chain from Labor Day all the way through election. Mm. And on our website, my website, marycolbert.us, any listener who wants to join in a national prayer chain, we have it ongoing now. We have something like 30 different hosts across the country that are hosting different prayers at different times. You can join in prayer. The power of prayer is something that is really coming back, and the realization of true prayer and what it's supposed to be. We were talking about that earlier, but they can go to marycolbert.us and they can find a prayer host and a time that works for them and help and join in. We want to engage the army of God to become a part of what God is doing in changing our whole culture, changing the government, changing those that are in positions that are ungodly. We want God-fearing, not holy people, not perfect people, because there is no such thing. But what we're looking for are God-fearing people to lead us in this country.
Very good.
Who have a fear of God.
MaryColbert.us. Now, I want to go back to the Clintons, because I'm so intrigued by the Clintons. In particular, that James Comey, the former FBI director, his testimony where they sort of gave the laundry list of all the stuff the Clintons had done, using BleachBit to completely erase hard drives that were subpoenaed, destroying electronics devices, not to mention storing classified documents on unsecured servers, and then even many of those documents going to the now convicted, whatever he was convicted of, Anthony Weiner, the guy that sends his naked pictures out, the husband of Huma Abedin, all of this weird stuff going on, and yet James Comey said, yeah, but look, you know, I mean, yeah, all this happened, but a prosecutor wouldn't really pursue this. And I just wanted to jump out of my skin. But Mark, what is going on with Hillary Clinton? Because she won't go away. You know, most of the people that they lose the election, they go off. Maybe they'll write a book, do a little bit of book tour or whatever. But it's kind of like she's in the wings. She's not going away. She's constantly in the media. What is going on? Is she, do you think that there's a plan for her to try to run again?
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, and you're seeing, I wrote a prophetic word in the Trump prophecy. It said that, Obama would try for a third term. Well, some people, I got slammed for that by some people. They thought, well, you know, that's unconstitutional. He can't do that, this, that, and the other. Well, now you're seeing that third term take place. He's got a shadow government in place that he's trying to basically run the country. He's trying to, establish a presidency outside of the White House, basically. So we're seeing that take place. And the same thing with Clinton. You have to go back to, again, we cut the head off that snake. That snake is kicking and screaming right now. The bottom line is this, is the enemy had a timeline. God's got a timeline, and the enemy has his. And they had a timeline of 2021 to 2022. They would have America under siege, and we'd all be part of this one-world government. God has said, no, that is not happening right now. God has his timeline. So he stepped in and said, no, it's not happening. They're not liking it. So they're seeing their timeline literally being obliterated, and they're trying to get it back on track, and it's not going to work. So you've got Soros behind Clinton. You've got this person behind that person, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. You've got all these people that are literally trying to get back their timeline, and it's not going to work. That's why they keep doing what they're doing right now.
And when you describe Trump's win as a miracle, what that brings me back to is election night. And I sat there and watched the night start by all of the pundits saying there's no way he can win. And they put the maps up and they showed you all of the polls and how it was impossible. There would [S2] Right. [S1] Be no way. And then each and every state that changed to red, they said, well, he got that state, but he could never win still because he'd have to get this and this and that. And they would make the same argument again. And then there was a point in the night where they switched to how it would be impossible for Hillary to win. And right. They literally looked ashen, like they were going to physically fall off of those news anchor sets.
Right. Well, another prime example is like the five presidents we just had. They went to Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund. A relief effort or whatever it was, that had nothing to do with relief efforts. Those guys could care less about making money for these people. All that was a platform for those guys to stand up there and attack our sitting president. Now, the Lord started dealing with me about these five presidents before that happened, about a week before that happened. And the Lord started telling me, he says, two will be taken and three will be shaken. And it's because of what they're doing right now. Is again, they're all part of the New World Order. You have to understand that. So these guys have overstepped the line. They touched God's anointed, who is Donald Trump, and everyone who has touched Donald Trump has come crumbling to the ground. The same thing's going to happen with these five presidents. God's going to remove two of them from the face of the earth. I'm not saying assassination or anything like that. He's just going to remove them. The other three will be taken. And I believe that you will see one of those go to jail.
Wow.
I believe what's happening is what you are witnessing is not is this, and this is what people have to wrap their brains around. This is not about the man Donald Trump.
No.
This is about what God is wanting to reestablish and what God is wanting to put into the earth, and it's for the church. This is for the church and for Israel. Everything God does is for the church and for Israel. So what he's trying to do is we have to partner with God in this. We have to become a part of it, because part of what God, and I've seen this plain, what you can do, God will not do. I'm going to say that again. What you can do, God will not do. But what he watches for is his children getting engaged, becoming a part of what it is he wants to do in the earth. Then when you partner with God and you say, Father, yes, I agree with you. You can use me. I am a vessel you can use. Now, with you and God, there's nothing impossible. Nothing. And that's how he works. And I think this has got to be taught to people, believers in the Word. They've got to understand that they and God become a majority. I don't care what. Let me prophesy something. The Democrats are done. That party is done. I prophesy that. You will see that party completely unravel and collapse. There will be no party of the Democrat much left at all.
It's already starting. And I know, Mark, you're going to leave us after this segment, so I want to hit you with one last quick question, and then we'll continue in our final segment with Mary on her own. What about people that look at Trump and say, you know, he doesn't look like God's man? But you say something in the book, which I've always said is, God picks unlikely people. I mean, look at the Apostle Paul, who is a mass murderer of Christians,
right,
is met on the road to Damascus by the bright light, is changed, and now becomes, you know, the greatest champion for Christ in the New Testament, writing, you know, many of the books of the New Testament.
Right.
God uses people that we wouldn't necessarily think he would, right?
Exactly. You know, and people have to understand something, because the biggest thing me and Mary are always hearing throughout the whole electoral process was, oh, he calls names, he does this, he does that. Really? Have you read your Bible lately? I mean, Jesus called people names. You know, he called them hypocrites, a brood of vipers. I mean, the list goes on. So, I mean, nobody's perfect, but God can use anybody he wants to. He can use the most evil person on earth to do good. It just depends on who God, what his plan is. You know, his ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts.
And Trump, as an unusual pick, looks like he's God's man. I agree with you on that. Mark Taylor, thank you for joining us tonight. And Mary Colbert will be back with us in our final segment as we talk about the Trump prophecies. Fascinating, fascinating stuff here. We'll be back.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back and we're talking about this fascinating book. It's called The Trump Prophecies. It comes from our friends over at the Tom Horn Group, Defender Publishing. The Trump Prophecies is available on Amazon.com. And also Mary Colbert, the co-author, she has a website, marycolbert.us, which is all about a nationwide, worldwide prayer chain. If you want to be a part of that, marycolbert.us. And we had to say goodbye to Mark Taylor because he had to run to another interview, but Mary is still with us. And Mary, I wanted to ask you, I'm looking here on page 132, he makes reference to that even the media at some point in Trump's presidency is going to actually begin to support him. And this will be the result of a terrible disaster that will bring the entire country, including the news media, to their knees. And, you know, that's hard for me to believe because I sit here today watching CNN and it's just there's absolutely nothing. They even declined to go to the media Christmas party. CNN said, we're not going. I mean, there's just no love loss between CNN in particular. Tell me about this prophecy where at some point the media likes Trump.
Yeah. Right. I'm very excited about that because that is the one thing that in the prophecy, when you read the actual prophecy, it's the very last line of the prophetic word, and even mainstream media will begin to agree with him. We can all agree that has not happened. But what excites me is the prophecy is getting out there. And now millions of people know about this prophecy. It's now becoming more and more known. Actually, this time next year, it'll probably be all over the world known. But what I'm excited about that, which is exactly how God works. Whenever he wants to do something, the Bible says he even hardens Pharaoh's heart. Remember each time Moses went in and he said, let my people go. You need to do this. And then a plague will come.
Right. Boils, frogs, water turned to blood. And he, no matter what he did, it wasn't going to change his mind.
Right. And the thing is, and this is what I know about the Father. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. So there is a pattern and a personality to the Holy Spirit and how he works. And one of those is he allows the enemy to harden his heart and the enemy to get even more stubborn. And the enemy gets harder and it looks much more difficult. It's almost like the prophet standing to the Baal prophet saying, no, put 100 gallons of water on there. You know, and so for me, what I see is I see this playing out exactly like that. I laugh. I'm laughing harder and harder because I know the nature of my father and something's coming and it is going to be so sudden and so quick. It literally will make the media's head completely swivel around.
Well, and my wife and I, you know, we've said it's almost as if they've been given over to a delusion, the liberals, because some of the things, I mean, back in the day, you know, obviously you had Democrats and Republicans, even back when I was growing up in the 1970s, but you had people that were well-meaning and had some sense of logic or intellect that sort of connected them. And now it's like, no, a boy can decide he's a girl or a grown man can decide he's a woman and go into the woman's locker room and that's fine. And if you think that's wrong, there's something wrong with you. And just some of these bizarre things that they're just totally okay with, just things that makes no sense.
Well, that's because there has been a lack of God-fearing people in position and rule over us. And the church has not engaged in this. We've kind of left the politics to the politicians. You know, it's dirty, and the church, we don't want to get involved, and we don't want to, but we have done exactly the opposite of what the Spirit of God is wanting us to do. We're supposed to be, the Bible says he's involved in all the affairs of man.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, Mary, because about a year ago, a major, I'm not going to say their name, but a major media outlet told me I could not come back anymore as a regular guest. You're not welcome back anymore. And the reason why is on my blog, I was taking a stand on these kinds of social issues. And they said, we don't want to, and I never even did this on their show. They just simply said, because we know that you on your blog will take positions on these social issues, we don't want you. You're not welcome to come on and talk about financial things because we don't believe God should be involved in politics or this conservative versus liberal war that's going on, you're no longer welcome.
Well, that's our fault, though. That's not their fault. That's our fault because the church has been very passive. And you get, and listen, Mark and I get hit very, very hard from people in the church. I'm praying for you. You're just not walking in love. And I'm like, love is truth. People have lost the fact that love is truth. That is what love is. This other love that they're talking about is a phony truth, and a phony truth is a lie. Mm. So we have to stand for what is true. Well, what is truth? People say to me, oh, Mary, there's no absolutes. And I go, you're absolutely wrong. You don't think there's absolutes? Crawl up on top of a roof, and when you jump off and see if you don't hit the ground. You absolutely will hit the ground. There are spiritual principles in the earth, and you can't change it. I can't change it. It's a part of the chemistry and how God has made this earth.
And you may not like it, but the law of gravity is the law of gravity. And that's, yeah, I mean, a great, great, great example. Now, we talk on this show a lot about prophecy. We've got a lot of prophecy people that come on, and we've had Jonathan Kahn on and Dr. Ron Rhodes others. So what is your view then, or does Mark's prophecy give us a context of where we're at in, like, the general, not Trump, but, like, the end times? Are we in the end times right now?
Well, let me tell you this. I clarify with the Hillary. I don't believe Hillary's going to run again. Personally, I don't believe that's going to happen. I do believe Hillary is going to face some prosecution in the next 2 to 3 years. You will see prosecutions will begin with her.
Wow.
But there is going to be a health crisis with Hillary. I saw something like a massive stroke. And this health crisis is going to shut everything down from her actually ending up in jail. They will try to prosecute her, but this health crisis that's going to hit Hillary, unfortunately, is going to come. And the Lord let me see, it's like a massive stroke. It's almost like the Jezebel head being cut off that I see in the whole world is going to witness this. And they're going to see this. Joe Biden is probably who they're going to pull out of the wings. But Joe Biden is going to have a problem, too. Something's coming down the pike with Joe Biden.
And Joe Biden, all of these bizarre videos online with him touching young girls. Just shocking stuff.
On him. Yeah, the Democratic Party is just, they are in a coffin and they don't even know it. What's going to happen to it and what will arise from it, I don't know. But there are some very good things, I mean, that's going to happen to the Republican Party, because the Republican Party has been against God, too. So it has got to be remade as well. But I believe we're going to be able to salvage it. We're going to be able to do that. As far as the end time, what I believe in, and Mark, you know, I think he and I have talked enough that we believe this. I believe we're in the last days of the last days, but I don't believe that it's imminent, like in the next year or two, and I don't believe that it's within even the next 10 years. I think there's a lot more things that we have to see fulfilled before we come to the end of the end. And we're going to see prophetic come back in a huge, huge way. The prophets are going to be sought after. And when I say prophets, I mean the real prophets. I don't mean the prophets who are prophets for profit.
Right. I'm with you now. With 30 seconds left, what do you think is like the next big thing we might see? 30 seconds.
The next big thing, I think there's something coming from North Korea. I do believe we are going to have a major conflict with North Korea. I do see some sort of nuclear conflict. I do.
Wow.
And I think that's going to create a major shaking that is going to happen. Back before Donald Trump was elected, the Spirit of God said, two stars shall fall from heaven. And that was that of a nuclear. And I knew something
was
coming.
Wow. Nuclear conflict with North Korea. We will see. Fascinating stuff. Mary Colbert, Mark Taylor, the book, The Trump Prophecies, The Trump Prophecies. Get it online or at your local bookstore. Remember, if it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. We'll talk to you next time.
Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.